Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon. Praise God.
Bless the Lord. Are you at your church?
Yes, I am. I'm in my office.
Figured you would be so you could have peace and quiet.
That's exactly right. I was talking I was talking to Tony and just, yeah, too many people in the house.
Yeah. It's a wonderful for times of fun and all that. But when it's come time for prayer time, need to have some quietness. Bless the Lord. You know, that's why I'm staying a little longer, just to rest here in Oklahoma City. We've been here, you know, to go to the game and to be with family here. And we're going to stay just a little longer so we can rest a bit, have a couple of days rest before we go back home and start in again, you know, how things are when you're home. But bless the Lord, something about this morning that I wanted to point out to you. Did you want to mention Quinn's call before I do this?
I think they told me thank you because I didn't forget, but let me see. They have a, where did it go? Praise the Lord. Here we go. Okay, it should be info@yesualoveheals.com. info@yesualoveheals.com. That's to get on team tonight. So you have to start with info@yesualoveheals.com. That's about
all
it.
All right.
All right.
Okie doke. So bless the Lord. There'll be lots of praying going on tonight all around the world. I wanted to point out something.
10:45 p.m. Yeah.
And that's Central Time.
Right.
Bless the Lord. I wanted to point out something. The Lord gave us a scripture twice. And when he does that, he's doing that for emphasis so that we can get it. And the scripture he gave us was meaningful to me. Psalm 25:11. The whole psalm is meaningful to me, but this verse here particularly, thou crownest the year, this is King James, thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. First thing I thought about was, many years ago, I was the editor of the Word of Faith magazine, and I wanted a scripture to begin the New Year issue with. I'm not sure I used this in Faith Food or not, but the scripture the Lord gave me was Psalm 25:11. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. Now, that is the King James. Here it
thought he gave us 65:11.
I said 65:11. Okay. 65:11. Yeah. I got the number wrong. 65:11. Right. Thanks for straightening me out there. Psalm 65:11. Exactly. And he gave it to us twice.
Correct.
Here it is in the King James. Thou crownest the year with thy goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. The ESV gets the idea that the word goodness, it is the word goodness, but it's the word goodness in its meaning that includes bounty. So the ESV left off the goodness part and they put in, you crown the year with your bounty, your wagon tracks overflow with abundance. So you get the idea, abundance, bounty. Here it is in the Amplified. They get both meanings of the word. You crown the year with your bounty and goodness, and the tracks of your chariot wheels drip with fatness. Now, fatness means plenty. Thinness means want. So he's telling us twice that he's crowning this year. It's wearing a crown. This year, 2026, is wearing a crown. And that crown, which God put on there, is making it a year of bounty and goodness. The word goodness includes bounty. It is the word goodness. Now, David Barron, in his commentary on Zechariah 9:17, gave us a wonderful definition of goodness. Zechariah 9:17 says, how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty. Corn shall make the young men cheerful, and new wine the maids. Now, this is David Barron's comment. Goodness is very frequently attributed to God in the Old Testament. For instance, in Psalm 31:19, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up, treasured up for them that fear thee, which you have wrought for them that put their trust in thee before the sons of men. And Psalm 145:7, they shall utter the memory of thy great goodness. Now here is David Barron's definition. Goodness is that attribute of God whereby he loves to communicate or give to all who can or will receive it, all good. Yes, himself, who is the very fullness and universality of good, creator of all good, not only in one way or one kind of goodness, but absolute goodness, without beginning, without limit, without measure. This good, his goodness, bestows on all and each according to the capacity of each to receive it. Nor is there any limit to his giving, save his creature's capacity of receiving, which also is a good gift from him. So what the Lord is telling us this morning is this year, he's crowning it, and he said it twice, with goodness, which is abundance, and bounty. We're talking about a prosperous new year, a goodness, God's goodness, that he's willing to communicate or give to us this year, but it's going to be dependent upon our capacity to receive it. So he's giving us a message that this year is going to contain bounty, goodness, but we're going to have to, and he pointed it out, use your faith. Use your faith. I think that we can say to the Lord, you said to us at the beginning of the year that you're crowning 2026 with goodness and bounty. Increase, help me, Lord, increase my capacity to receive all you have for me. Even last week, he said, I want you to have and experience all that I prepared for you. So he's telling us this again. So this year is not going to be it's going to be a fat year. It's going to be that a year like Joseph saw the fat cattle. Later, there came the skinny cattle. But this is a year for those who can receive it of his goodness. Hallelujah. Lord, help us to receive this. Help us. I know that it contains, Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach you. We give you glory and adoration. And we want to thank you for that verse that you gave us twice, that you have crowned the year with your goodness, your bounty, your fatness. Heavenly Father, I know and we know that for each of us, it can be such a year, but it's going to depend upon our capacity to receive, our walking with you, our hearing from you every day. You'll show us the way to walk. You'll show us what to do. You'll show us investments to make. You'll show us you'll show us everything. So as we practice your presence, Shelley and I were talking between the after the morning call. We went out for breakfast. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We want to practice your presence. That's how we can know your direction, by practicing your presence and hearing from you every step to take. We know it's available, and we thank you for it. Father, we practice your presence right now in this prayer. We turn our faces to you, and in the name above every name, we give you glory and honor and adoration, and we thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, in Jesus' name. Sabidangongo. Sabidangongo makito. Maledunio no qua, agende ne me querono. Bridavra nyoto makito, nya yang konga yang de nombe frango no kumwa. Engongang vinyo no sipakanga. Malototo makito nang yango. Avishanto ho, nyang de ang di nyang de ne kora manaya nakahaya. Ho ho bidaho fangiano je de bourgeois. O se pere ko ho fefti ato kwa shangele ko bra. Me govran je se ko toske de kombre he vidi kango. Isha haia na ko ho ka koko ko vanga haia na ko ho ga babia. Masoto do go bra kata fraka. E jene me kore ko dangde na ko doto ko brakte na ko shere ka frangde na ko brakte na ka ngangda na ko daske. Brivanyo no kwerio no fushebele to tua shandoro ko binyo. Oho shati na ko freki di kabra. Kafi kata guhule kambili gunganga to tati kala latinya no kore ka daske dambri kate ka frakte na ko doske dambri. O se ne mi hi chatto da go ho shi tonda da go do shi ka ma fra ka tanje. Ma su go robe brandiata. A sha do go ho bra ka digno, ma ku, ma ku, ma ku. Ba li toto da ga venia no ku rapi, anu no go bere ka brande ne go jacca no ko do go brandia. Kavri godo shere kara kambanga raga dangjan dan galler yang dong dan akadai yang akahalaila. Pifratosh ke dinja na kombre ke dikataccia. Ebele halianta. Ele bangore kambambriatta. Abido kwe, masuto, masuto, masuto. Ka frangye ne goccia. Ho paladiandoro gombrangar gundiambrangangiandoro gombrakke di kakaia na kahaia na kahaia na kahaia. Balato tsekio no kora katanche. Asacha ko brekja fraka jangdoro gombrangja na kora kedele ka prakjo no ko tsangjo no ko to brakaka. Minyo, 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 minyo. Kaparo go devre. Ishato to go hora ka pa, kangora, ka binyo, no kuara, ka tivra, ka dashka, da joje, ime ne kushu, no korea, ta heli kanganga, ale go brevre, di janto kapita la kaya. Merto, merto manga. Oh, Father, masito, 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 kangora, hofengye. E shantoro ko hovrakati liang doro go tofraka vraka tanje li go doshka. E mene kwa vraka devra nyaka. Ke vela do hovraka paljano no hojan doro go ojektyata. Ke vela do uche. Mi antoro mana I anna I angai yana ko hovraka vraka devra ko deshka tanje li go doshka. E se dico breccia, non ho breccia, fate go leccia. Isha, isha, isha. Manto lo go braccia. Mi vedo giua, ballo geno. Gapra caffino, no cohora. Grama niantero, non ho sciatter, gotasco. Ballo tusca, bange de gotciosca. Bevis, bon dia na maka. Bitu ho ja devra ma to ti odo go babala dida. Ma jo do go bri kafron di ono ku evro di ono no non bri kafra danje. Mishko do bri hevala kai asionte le manye ne kwaruda. cavi dalle cohoro combe nignando dalle cabagna no balatai cana cohoje kene godoshka brovrandia na ko papakai na kohola kabinyo no kohoro kopi peakta ishato ishato kongara gadai atara gobarianda Maluto, 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 fre, enieno qua, enieno gi, le baroconga, le capitio. E shano kohora kadashka. Kashka de kohora kohonjene kotoka. Brando, enyako, enyato, metele kaka, metele kaka, metele kaka, metele kaka. Fango, 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 fango. Mi dobri baradoshka da brakala tia non nojete le fako roba nie meka. Ajuto roba lia na sianto roko roko petia na sianto roko bra. Oh, Father. Istion to pri kafra. Istar koro katare konvrete cho shenu to oja. Ma je to confrege di cobra cafra con giorno non gliela compri bracco ti andoro godo che ti bra e li bratto to combri cafra niero to na sia tombri che di cobra che hanno corro con debre catta fleca c'è e sotto co ho cambra e je ne matusco to pra cafra le cambra catianda Oh Lord, my Lord, bagudia na cabre. Vascodò per le caccaia nella camba le chiafraga d'ange. Mi sciotolo coho cabbiacto faniero. Gramiantò la vigna, la vi, la vi. La vi, la vi, la vi, la vi. Ma con le cabarattia. Mi giudo cosciente hanno cohoro con barattia fra cangere godosca da bracara cangere. Mi tutto guhujwa. Che avrò godosce con gambre che te godole covrete vre cangere godosca da brica te godole a cambra. Mancio ni qua, masco tembre tifra tonge. Tu franierto, mangolo godebra, ma tu asciale calacabino, no govre capra calicanga. Oh, fatile canga. Mesco dobre capra calianda de cobre. E vele du hushua, ma coro codania, tu lo godosce da brica de catance. Mi tu rugobre di ganga. Mi su to govre kade gavrahle kombre kade gala kabre kade kofre. Mi tacho farita ma fangi le do oce brakata anjanya. Ko ki lanjanga. Shotoro kobre vre hete kangangara gadohisha kangara kateshka tachote de konchongdo to kopritya. Calibra devra non è torre vene caca. Ebbene, ho tutto duschwa, ma ne coro co biba. Ma ne co papa, asco ton cerno ne cra. Alivatio, alivatio, magilandio. Sitor, sitor, sitor. Divaradonie a minononie. Copele cacai. Copelli canga. Lero, 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 lero. I bisvatoni e qua si accafri con dirono no qua, la nevete, le chiamai, ana combra, capai, ano cobri candiacta. Metto la casca. Breta fraco de sciande ne cohoro cobratia. E li cobre ti franco racongenio no cosciacchia na corra capitio. Ali no ognata, ali no ognata, ali no ognata, ali no ognata. More, Lord, more. Kavikali angara gondiene kodoro kohu paka. Inikoria febre katjaska tanchere kotoho shakabre. Nijere kohura kapinyo. Makolo kobrikate kafaiya. Ijana kohura katjanto. Isato koprehevritando. Alavra bo bravanje me koko kakambra kadanjo na kora kadiška ta čekja. Kadi kadijekte, da kaja na kora kodonče, deko to teka baje na koro ko balaka je na kala kaja na ko. Dobri ka ta fraka, gobri ka te fra, i ženi matuška, i ženi matuška, i ženi matuška. Presko temra makito, Presko ti mi makito ka fitia nukka. Ala broti fai kanga, ariko pepa kalito. Kambale tushka to shendi, ni kura ka tafra ko cha ni ka laila lo. Wafra kito tio. Wafra kito to mangi. The doors, Lord, the doors. Oh, my Jesus, the doors. Miko. Alevradiando, the gohusha cambrica, the godoshka tabrica, the cofronie, elemadushka da shanterio, cabrele tinia no coroco pali tatata gohusha captinio. Sasota. Grevelika, mashota. Borega vredo shana na kora mani, kato do goho shakata plaki, do kumbra ka do kumbra le kafrai. E jene motu do kujo vaka, chako shele kapito, do kumbra ka tanya, ne koro ko pa. E jene kotiti, kahale ka kinda, na koro ko diska, da kala kapi, eleke kampanya, eleke kampanya, ekele ka kamya, akona kambi. Ratita mia kangi balu. Balutonia via kangi a manuka. Manuka retania. Anj John Tebre. Ba ane koro kodo onya, maki la kombreke na katuta. Ejude ko topre kete ka franje e na kombreke. Ala brati hini akora. Kala kombrekanje meto dugo ba, ashanto dugo prete, vele kongambi ale konga. Sasote mashito, madono govre, ele cambrate, nukoto kubapa, e jene matutu, ajina karakadiando, ole kabrakatifka. Sheto. Bibru dujwa, makoka. Bibru dujwa, makiki. Bebe dujwa, manyotera. Mani. Oh, Father. Il libro de Shua, Nyana Gobrebra, Dijando, Gobre Kafra, Kole Kambreke, Itso Sabaratata, Itso Samanakita, Itso Mangite, Itso Mangabra, Itso Manakito, Kalimanya Nekwa, Oberia Danya Nekwa. Lebrodushwatoro gombregdia vacunjovale kangrafia tagoshevre di conga. Matuto dogohushanche. Egala gangara cabagne, ne coro cobagne, ne coro congiondo, no gondosche da bracana cacianda. Brisca tobri che ti cafale con bebriata. Lavro di sciato. Lavro di sciato kanga. Lavro di sciato kinganga. Borsha di lemu. Ma yeto vua pakumerion angeli godo jakapa. Lo bravitio mia. Gango la menu qua, hashane ko kambri tanyo toka. Balitonia makito. Precious, precious Lord, wondrous, wondrous Savior, glorious, glorious Redeemer, how we do praise you and thank you. How we do praise you and thank you for giving us the wonderful things to pray that you gave us to pray this morning and we're sure this afternoon. We want to just thank you for Psalm 65:11 and how it applies to the year 2026. We want to thank you for crowning the year with your goodness and your paths drop wherein fatness is dropped, abundance overflows. And Father, we want to thank you because we asked you earlier for helping us to increase our capacity to receive from your kind, loving, giving, open hand. Thank you, generous Father. In the name above every name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Here's what the Lord gave us this afternoon. First statement, I will be exalted with a new start. I will be exalted with a new start as an opportunity.
Is an opportunity?
Yeah, is an opportunity to reevaluate. An opportunity to reevaluate your life and consider what changes I have for you. I will be exalted with a new start as an opportunity to reevaluate your life and, start with considered is underlined. And then consider the first word, which is consider is underlined to the end. Consider what changes I have for you. So you underline, consider what changes I have for you. Okay. So the whole statement is like this. I will be exalted with a new start as an opportunity to reevaluate your life and, underline part, consider what changes I have for you. Next statement. Find your identity. Yeah. Find your identity. I know that you want real and lasting change, church. Okay, I'll read it again. That's a statement. Find your identity.
Is this underlined?
No, it's not underlined.
Okay.
Find your identity. I know that you want real change. I'm sorry, you want real and lasting change, church. So that is the second statement. Find your identity. I know that you want real and lasting change, church. Another statement. Knowing how your Creator, knowing how your Creator, Jesus Christ, sees you is important. Knowing how your Creator, Jesus Christ, sees you is important. Now the rest is underlined. Christ alone has the ability to make things new. The underlined part again, Christ alone has the ability to make things new. The whole statement reads like this. Knowing how your Creator, Jesus Christ sees you is important. Underlined part, Christ alone has the ability to make things new. And he gave us the first scripture here, which is Revelation 21:5, and I believe he gave it to us in a moment. Revelation 21:5. Luke 5, verses 36 through 38. Luke 5, verses 36 through 38. So Revelation 21:5, Luke 5, 36 through 38. Next statement. It's half and half. The beginning of it is underlined. And read like this, the underlined part. Pause to thank me. Pause to thank me in advance. Pause to thank me in advance for working in your heart. For working in your heart and life this coming year. So everything I read is underlined. Pause to thank me in advance for working in your heart and life this coming year. The rest of it is not underlined. In prayer with you all and my friend and prophet, you are my great army church. In prayer with you all and my friend and prophet, you are my great army church. So the whole statement reads like this, all of it together, underlined part. Pause to thank me in advance for working in your heart and life this coming year. Non-underlined. In prayer with you all and my friend and prophet, you are my great army church. All right. Next scripture, Hebrews 3:4. Isaiah 40:28. Joel, the book of Joel, 2:25. Okay. So Hebrews 3:4, Isaiah 40:28, Joel 2:25. Next statement is not underlined. No, it's not. Okay. Read like this. My glory isn't just a feeling. Yeah. My glory isn't just a feeling. It is called the manifested presence. It is called the manifested presence of God. It is power. It is power. The kind of power that resurrected. Yeah, the kind of power that resurrected overcomes and transforms. It is greater and stronger than any other power in existence. Stronger than any other power in existence. And it belongs to you, children.
Wow. Wow.
Okay, I'll read it again. My glory isn't just a feeling. It is called the manifested presence of God. It is power, the kind of power that resurrected, delivers, overcomes, and transforms. It is greater and stronger than any other power in existence. And it belongs to you, children. I want to underline all of it. Well, you know what? We are to underline all of it.
Underline it, put it in bold.
Amen.
Wow. That's worth memorizing.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. John 1:14. John 1:14.
Hallelujah.
Deuteronomy 5:24. The book of Exodus 24:15-16. John 1:14, Deuteronomy 5:24, Exodus 24:15-16. Oh, Revelation, I thought. I'm done here for the next statement. We have another scripture. Revelation 15:1-5, verse 8. Revelation 15:8. Okay. Next statement is underlined. and it read like this. You are expecting to see my glory.
Is it expected or expecting?
Expecting, ing. And you are expecting to see my glory. And again, my glory is visible power.
Okay, now just a minute here. Were those the Lord's word and again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'll read it from the beginning. Yeah, my glory okay. Twice. Yeah. And you are expecting to see my glory. My glory is visible power. My glory is visible power. So church. Yeah. So church. Reach. Oh, no. Rush. Reach. Rush. Sorry. So church, rush to my altar. Rush to my altar to get saved. To get saved and be under my power. So church, rush to my altar to get saved and be under my power. Begin expecting my glory today. Begin expecting my glory today by speaking my words and name. All right. Again, the statement is all underlined. I'll read it again one more time. And you are expecting to see my glory. My glory is visible power. So church, rush to my altar to get saved and be under my power. Begin expecting my glory today by speaking my words and names. Hallelujah. This whole statement is underlined if I didn't say that.
Yes.
I did? Okay. Now we have here Luke. Luke 21:27. Luke 21:27. John 11:40. John 11:40. Ezekiel 11:19. Ezekiel 11:19. Luke 21:27. John 11:40. Ezekiel 11:19. All right. A new beginning. Entering a new phase. New beginning. Entering a new phase. For it is here. Entering a new phase. For it is here. I offers advance for beginning a new chapter. I offer advance for beginning a new chapter by providing strength and support from me that you need church. No fear. That's the statement. I'll read it again. Oh. The rest of it is underlined. I missed that. Okay, I'll point it out. I'll go from the beginning. So from the beginning is not underlined. I'll let you know when to underline. A new beginning, entering a new phase for, now this part here to the end is underlined, after four. It is here. I offer advance for beginning a new chapter. For beginning a new chapter by providing strength and support from me that you need, church. No fear.
Would you please spell the word I offers, the next word that begins with an A?
A-D-V-A-N-C-E.
Okay. All right. Got it.
Okay. Did I read it right?
You did. I just didn't get
it. Oh, okay. Okay. Now, 1 John 4:18. 1 John 4:18. Isaiah 65:17. Isaiah 65:17. So 1 John 4:18, Isaiah 65:17. Next statement. My plan for you is, oh, scripture here. My plan for you is Jeremiah 29:11. My plan for you is Jeremiah 29:11. Do you understand? That's the statement. My plan for you is Jeremiah 29:11. Do you understand? That is the statement. Next statement is underlined. And read like this. The time to discover your new beginning is my words. Sorry, my phone is... Bahrain is calling me. Okay.
The time to discover
your new beginning is my words to you. Sit in prayer and ask me. Sit in prayer and believe my truth to you. That is the statement. Did I say it's underlined? If I didn't, it's all underlined. Mm-hmm. Okay. The time to discover your new beginning is my words to you. Sit in prayer and ask me. Sit in prayer and believe my truth to you. And then he gave us Mark 11:24. Mark 11:24. Next statement. Read like this. Today, church, do this. Just say, Lord, give me a fresh start. Give me a fresh start because I love you. Yeah. Today, church, do this. Just say, Lord, give me a fresh start because I love you. And then all, A-L-L, all have a new beginning and fresh start. All have a new beginning and fresh start. It is never too late to seek my name. And you will get answers. I am your counsel. I am your counsel. Yeah, I am your counsel. All right, I'll read it again. Today, church, do this. Just say, Lord, give me a fresh start because I love you. I'm going to say, I love you all. Just keep it together here. Have a new beginning and fresh start. It is never too late to seek my name. And, after and is underlined. I apologize. After and is underlined. And you will get answers. I am your counsel. So you will get answers. I am your counsel is underlined.
Just a minute.
Sure. I can read it again.
Can you begin with, today, church, do this?
Yeah, from the beginning? Okay, today, church, do this. Just say, Lord, give me a fresh start. Because I love you all. Have beginning and fresh start. It is never too late to seek my name. And after and is underlined, you will get answers. I am your counsel.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to, this is what the Lord gave us. I'm trying to read it right or...
Mm-hmm. Knowing where to start and stop.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll do that.
I'm considering that right now myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Psalm 14, verse 2. Psalm 14:2. Hebrews 11:16. Psalm 14:2. Hebrews 11:16. Last statement is underlined, and it's not that long. It's like this. You have my peace. Believe to close the gap. You have my peace. Believe to close the gap between you and your Creator. And that's the statement. You have my peace. Believe to close between you and your Creator. Trust in me. Very interesting.
Yes, always. Very, very thought provoking.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like Max said, knowing where to put the pauses, you know, the punctuation is important, and he'll help us with it. I believe that the first sentence is, I will be exalted, period.
Mm-hmm.
With a new start is an opportunity to evaluate your life and, underline now, consider what changes I have for you, period. Find your identity. I know that you want real and lasting change, church. Knowing how your Creator, Jesus Christ, sees you is important. Underlined. Christ alone has the ability to make things new. Revelation 21, 5. And he who sits on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." And he said, "Write, for these words are faithful and true." Luke 5, 36 through 38. He also told them a parable. No one tears a piece of cloth from a new garment and puts it into an old garment. Otherwise, he will both tear the new, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be spilled out, and the skins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. Underlined. Pause to thank me in advance for working in your heart and life this coming year. Let's do that right now. Father, I want to thank you right now for working in my heart and life this coming year.
Thank you.
In prayer with you all and my friend and prophet, you are my great army, church. I thank you, Lord, for working with us in this prayer call.
Yes, Lord.
And working in our hearts and lives this coming year, the whole year in this prayer call. We are your great army, church, Lord, and you have raised us up. Hebrews 3, 4, we're thankful. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. I think he's talking about this prayer call. He built
it. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
He built it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for it. Lord, thank you for it. Praise you for it, Lord. Thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Isaiah 40, 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Joel 2:25. I will restore to you the years the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. My glory isn't just a feeling. It is called the manifested presence of God. It is power. The kind of power that resurrected, delivers, overcomes, and transforms. It is greater and stronger than any other power in existence.
Wow.
And it belongs to you, children. Wow.
We have that power. We have
it. Yes.
It's belonged to you. Wow.
And the Word was made flesh and tabernacled among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Deuteronomy 5:24. And you said, behold, the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness, and we have heard his voice from the midst of the fire. We have seen today that God speaks with man, yet he lives. Wow. Exodus 24:15-16. Then Moses went up on the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. The glory of the Lord dwelt on Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called to Moses from the midst of the cloud. Revelation 15:8. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were finished. And this is underlined. And you are expecting to see my glory. My glory is invisible power. So, church, rush to my altar to get saved and be under my power. Begin expecting my glory today by speaking my words and name. Now, here it says, church, rush to my altar to get saved. Well, aren't we saved already? There's a very interesting thing about this word saved. And I want you, as it's used in the New Testament, and I want you to consider with me this scripture. Now, this is not from the Lord today, but this is from the Lord. It's in his word. Writing to Christians in the book of James, therefore, putting aside all filthiness and all that remains of wickedness and humility, receive the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. Well, I thought we already saved. This word in the New Testament is sozo, S-O-Z-O, and it means make whole. It's kin to the word shalom and shalem. When you're born again, your spirit is saved. But your soul and your body are approaching wholeness, the wholeness of salvation. Your body is not yet completely made whole. Your soul, even, your thinking has to be made whole. So what he's saying in this statement today is, you are expecting to see my glory. My glory is invisible power. So, church, rush to my altar to get saved. Not to be born again, but that your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions, and your body can be brought closer and closer into fullness of salvation.
Oh. Wow. Hallelujah.
It doesn't mean come and get saved again and again and again. Get born again, again and again. No. It's talking about that completion in your soul and in your body of what's already happened in your spirit. So reading the statement again, and remember the scripture, James 1:21, that's where you can see that writing to Christians, he still speaks about saving their souls. And what does he say will do it? The word. So here we go, underlined. And you are expecting to see my glory. My glory is invisible power. So, church, rush to my altar to get saved and be under my power. That means go before the Lord. Let his presence affect your mind, your will, your emotions. Begin expecting my glory today by speaking my words and name. Luke 21, 27. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. John 11:40. Her, Martha. Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? Ezekiel 11:19. And I will give them one heart and a new spirit, and I will put within them a new spirit. I will remove the heart of stone from their flesh and give them a heart of flesh. A new beginning, entering a new phase for, and now underlined, it is here. I offers advance for beginning a new chapter by providing strength and support from me that you need, church. No fear. 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. Isaiah 65:17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former things will not be remembered or come to mind. My plan for you is Jeremiah 29:11. Do you understand? And here is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for peace, shalom, and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. And of course, shalom means wholeness. To bring you into wholeness, spirit, soul, and body. Okay. Underlined. The time to discover your new beginning is my words to you. Sit in prayer and ask me. Sit in prayer and believe my truth to you. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So we're to sit in prayer over these words he gave us, and believe we receive them. Today, church, do this. Just say, Lord, give me a fresh start. Because I love you, all have a new beginning and a fresh start. It is never too late to seek my name, underlined, and you will get answers. Mm. I am your counsel. Psalm 14:2. The Lord looks down from heaven on the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek after God. So he's just told us to do that. He's looking to see if we'll do it.
Mm.
Hebrews 11:16. But as it is, they desire a better country. That is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Now, he's talking here about Abraham, and he's talking about how they looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. And they knew they were sojourners in this earth, and that's what we are. We're sojourners, because he has prepared for us a city, a heavenly city. Just think of it. The church is God's heavenly people. The Jews are God's earthly people. The church will occupy the heaven of heavens. They will occupy the heavenly Jerusalem. And the Jews will occupy and rule during the millennium over the earthly Jerusalem. In the earthly Jerusalem, and we will be overrulers. Underlined, you have my peace. Believe to close the gap between you and your Creator. Peace is wholeness. So he made us, actually, I'm surprised he didn't give us the scripture, Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God. That means wholeness with God. There was a gap, but Jesus Christ closed it. So I'm sure that what he means here is we have been in Jesus. The gap is closed, but we need to believe for that closeness in our lives to be manifested. Trust in me. Whoa, much to meditate. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Much to meditate. Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Well, to all a happy, blessed new year, crowned with goodness and bounty. Shalom, shalom.
Happy New Year and shalom, shalom.